You're listening to Encounter, a collection of sacred meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Some very close friends of ours have a daughter that was born with arthrogryposis, a severe congenital joint contracture that kept her arms and legs from ever straightening. The young girl is a warrior and has battled through countless surgeries, and one of her operations was very risky. There was only one procedure that could fix the joints in her arms. I can't imagine that pressure. But they met with a skilled surgeon, and they happened to notice, coincidentally, that his last name was the name of the procedure. The doctor laughed and said, "Well, yes, I invented that procedure." The anxiety and pressure were intense. But meeting with the creator of the only procedure that could save their daughter must have been so comforting when they felt they had no other place left to turn. Have you ever felt that? Alone and isolated against the pressures of the world? Have you perhaps felt life pushing you into a corner with no place left to turn? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 8 will help you remember that when the world pushes against you, God is the creator of that same world. I hope this time enables you to remember that nothing happens in all of creation without the knowledge and the will of the creator of creation, the very one that made you and cares for you. So to begin, whether resting in the first rays of morning sun or the approaching shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to contemplate seeing with new eyes. Begin to rest in your restored life. As your eyes begin to close, center on this place of balance for a still moment. Just let this be a time of yielding, with a silent whispered prayer of reconciliation with the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now in this divine moment, listen and respond now to Romans chapter 1, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, let me know of your care for me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. So, Heavenly Father, let me know of your care for me. His power is understood through his workmanship, all his creation, the wonderful things that he has made. So, Heavenly Father, in that, let me know of your care for me. His care is evident, so that they who fail to believe and trust in him are without excuse and without defense. So, Heavenly Father, let me know of your care for me. For a moment longer, rest here in the divine presence, your body and soul balanced and in harmony with God. Take a moment to collect your thoughts. Do you feel backed into a corner? Do you feel isolated and uncared for? Well, no matter which, center your thoughts and feelings now in a moment of prayer, just thankful for being in the presence of your Creator God, guiding Spirit and transforming Son, still caring for you. Take note of any thoughts, feelings, or deeds that are out of balance with God's plan. Any thoughts of being uncared for. Don't be frightened by what comes to mind. Simply note your thoughts as the Holy Spirit brings them to mind. And for this next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, let me know of your care for me." Center now on the Holy Spirit transforming your mind and motivations to those of Christ. Just center on being balanced and known and cared for. Your thoughts clash, or your mind become disturbed. Not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and center back on the centering presence of God. Take another moment in peace as you whisper your centering prayer. "Heavenly Father, let me know of your care for me." Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just be aware of each of them. Be aware of the balance within your breathing. Breathe in, hold it, feel the tension, and now release it as you breathe out. Let even your breathing become your divine worship and a reminder of the care of God within you. as your thoughts drift and wobble, thank God for the reminder to see with new eyes. I will give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Heavenly Father, let me know of your care for me. Continue as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 through 4, and we'll begin in the Amplified Bible. When I see and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have established, what is a man that you are mindful of him? And the son of earth-born man that you care for him. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more carefully and be mindful of how the Holy Spirit is guiding your thoughts. When I see and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have established, what is a man that you are mindful of him? And the son of earth-born man that you care for him. Did any ideas seem more fresh or novel or new from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of surrendering your life to be in balance with the plans of God. Listen once more now, but in an expanded version from the New King James. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is a man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. How can you apply this message to your life after listening again? For this next minute, return to your breathing as you center on being cared for, healed, and aligned with God. in this third reading, let this scripture become a prayer as you listen from the New Living Translation. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them just a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals and the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea and everything that swims the ocean currents. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you desire most from God at this time? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, not to worry, just pause, breathe, and return to the transforming work of God, the God that cares for you. While resting now, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to find yourself in the story from the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. I want you to imagine yourself in a fishing boat with Jesus and his disciples as evening comes. Jesus tells you to take the boat and steer it to the other side of the lake. But soon, a fierce storm comes up. High waves begin to break into the boat and fill it with water. But you turn around and you see Jesus sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples wake him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus wakes up, he rebukes the wind and says to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wind stops, and there is a great calm. But then he turns and asks you, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Jesus falls back to sleep. And you can hear the disciples asking, "Who is this man? Even the wind and waves obey him." Well, for this next minute, feel yourself abiding in the strong presence of your Creator and remaining in his protective arms. Yes, you can feel the pushing of the waves, but feel too the security of his presence. He knows each wave. He created the oceans. So just remain there, cared for, and safe behind the pulsing forces of the world. Now return and center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to see the world anew. And I pray your life feels a bit more balanced and cared for than when we began. And as you walk with new purpose, be aware of others you pass on your path that may feel uncared for, ignored. Who do you know in your life that longs for the caring arms of God? Well, let me pray this closing benediction for you to remember that when you see and consider the heavens, they are the work of God's fingers. He established the moon and the stars. And just as those, He is mindful and cares for you as well. Now may you know the compassion of Christ, feel the embrace of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the care of the Holy Father, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.
Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see. A light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now.